section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Welcome to the Dirty Stalls of It Burns When I Pee. For the past 6 years, the podcasting god,
hallelujah,
Blake Clayton, has brought you the best music, interviews, and comedy on the interweb. So sit your asses down, grab a hold of those handicap rails, grab a cocktail, and enjoy our next generation of auditory dysentery. Join Blake and his revolving door of cast members as they bring you another fucked up episode of It Burns When I Pee.
1, 2, 3, 4. When I turn my radio down, I hear it's pop country. Those corporate jerks sure get on my nerves. That ain't country to me.
Now it burns when I pee. It burns when I pee.
That's what Nashville did to me. So let's take a piss on the Nashville music biz. Cause
now it burns when I
follow that bitch.
Got boobs.
I'm just gonna sit here and eat because I'm starving.
So you get to be either a secretary or a dancer or an escort, you know?
Ladies and gentlemen, oh wow, hey, that's not really cool.
Can you hear me crunching?
Yes, I can hear you crunching. Yes, I can hear it very badly. All right, ready? What the fuck? All right. Welcome everyone to a special edition. Hold on a second.
She's having pretzels.
No, it's like picking me up like in like six different mics. It's pretty cool. I sound like I'm in a can.
Have a can?
Tonight is Robot Blake.
Tonight is Robot Blake. Welcome everyone to a special episode of It Burns When I Pee. It's called the Pretzel Show.
Okay, I'll stop.
Okay, rule number one.
Don't eat while I'm talking.
No moving the mic. Rule number two, no pounding on the table. Rule number three is no eating pretzels or peanuts during this extravaganza. Folks, we
Holy
are...
Oh, shit.
All right. All right, so first let me introduce everybody in the studio. Over to my far right is the one and only Shannon.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm doing splendid. And to his left, my right, second right, third right, is, I can't see her because she's in complete camo, but it's the lovely, the talented, the one and only, love of my life, birthday party planner extraordinaire, Miles.
Oh, woohoo! Good evening, all.
Oh. And the one person that will be kicked off this show... Before anybody else, it is...
Me!
The peanut-eating, pencil...
No, I'm into pretzels now.
Pencil-cracking Genfo.
You said pencil.
We're having fun.
Hello, thanks for having me.
And the other person to my right, who I'm hoping will have some kind of order to this show... But I'm realizing that that's not going to happen, is Mel from Ill. Welcome to the show, Mel.
Oh, hey, thanks for letting me be your fucking secretary.
Women. All right, so why is this a special episode of It Burns When I Pee? I've got three mics hooked up. That makes it a special episode.
Yep.
So let's do a microphone check. Let's all sing Kumbaya. 1, 2, 3.
Kumbaya. Kumbaya.
Okay, let's stop singing. That's a good idea. Well, it's a special occasion this evening. I sound like I'm in a tunnel because I have a mic in front of me. We have a condenser mic, and then Shannon's got his own mic because he will most likely misbehave. And he can be muted at any time.
But we're having fun.
We're having fun.
It's tons of fun here. We're celebrating my 38th birthday. I want to thank everybody for coming to my birthday party. It was a surprise party.
Your 666th birthday.
Yeah. 666th birthday, which I don't look a day over 38.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
As black as your soul.
So let's kind of talk about what happened tonight. Miles took me to dinner at my favorite restaurant that she hates.
Oh my God, does it suck?
All right, I love it.
I hate it. I hate it. It's horrible.
You hate it?
I don't like it.
I don't like it. I don't like it one goddamn bit.
All right, there's no need to have these headphones on because it's going to kill me. She doesn't like it.
It's icky poo.
So we went to dinner with my parents, and we came back here. I opened the door. It was dark, and some people yelled surprise sporadically. It obviously wasn't practiced.
Did they yell sporadically? Or
yeah, they yelled
yell surprise.
Sporadically! And I was like, whoa! So, and Shannon was on the couch, and I just kept looking over him going, oh my God, you're here, all the way from Wisconsin. So it was really cool. And Jenfo, Jacob by God, made a personal appearance. And then...
Dawn and Tom were here, too.
Dawn and Tom were here, and that was awesome. And then... as some people left, there was a knock on the door.
Which we were not expecting so early in the evening.
And the knock on the door, I opened the door, and there was a horse head in a business suit.
It's a classy horse.
Okay, it was a classy horse. And she was kind of, I don't know if it was a she at the time, but the horse was kind of,
What do you mean?
Her wiener was hanging out.
Right. But she was kind of swaying back and forth. It was kind of weird. She's a very silent horse, and it's kind of swaying. And then I realized it was Mel from Ill who made another long trip all the way up here. So
up in yonder.
So then we decided, after we had some cake and sparklers,
We had candle sparklers.
Aww. Yeah, it was cool. We did not get it on video.
I think your mom got it on video.
And then we decided we were going to go out.
Out. We're having fun.
Because we're what?
We're having fun.
We're having fun.
Okay. I gave you your own mic so you can use it. Okay, no. So then the first thing we did, we stopped over at... we go backtrack. We got to talk about presents.
Oh, presents.
We got to talk about presents because they come into play later on in the evening. All right, so... I got some lighters and cigarettes, which I've already started using.
Awesome. Which you'll lose.
I got 47 pounds of gummy bears.
Woohoo!
Which you'll eat.
Have a root canal.
Yeah, and have a root canal.
And make you sick.
I got a cool-ass Duck Dynasty t-shirt.
You're welcome.
Which I will shrink.
Which she will shrink. And I got a cool present that we're going to use for the show. Shannon?
Ding, ding.
I got my own bell, so...
Thank you, Melissa, for that bell.
I'm so sorry, Molly.
This is one of those fancy mics that you got me. You don't even have to get close to it.
I don't have to get close.
She just likes it near her mouth.
Yeah.
I like it near my mouth.
Yeah.
All right.
Happy birthday,
Miss Jesus. This is podcasting girl.
And,
Do it, Miles.
What's the spot on your dress?
It was the cigar giveaway.
Okay, we should
get to the fun part. So okay, we have to prep.
Yeah. We are having fun.
So Mel,
we are having fun.
All right,
Shannon. Obscure reference episode.
All right, this is your job. Anytime that you feel as though the staff is not having fun,
staff, we're your staff.
You're my employee.
I'm a secretary, so you're staff.
Right.
Work my staff.
Oh, you're a secretary?
Yeah.
So you're staff, you're secretary. Uh-huh. What am I?
Is that a pay increase?
You're,
yeah.
My mistress.
Shannon.
Shannon is the muscle.
Oh.
And when he sees it... when he sees it...
That's later.
Yeah. You guys aren't going in order. It doesn't make any sense. If you just say, tickle, tickle, tickle out of nowhere, people just be like, what the hell is wrong with that person? So if people are not having fun during the show, what are you going to do?
Ring the bell.
Obnoxiously.
Obnoxiously.
All right.
That works.
And that's called a red line. Then I also got a pack of party mustache beards. Mm-hmm. Mel got me that.
Oh, I was hoping we were having party condoms. We're going to try them out later.
Oh, we're barebacking it all night long. We're just going to bareback it until everybody turns red.
Did I say I was staying here?
We're having fun.
We are having fun.
All right. So we all put on our beards except Shannon because you naturally have the beard, which...
He refused. He flat out refused.
Well, why would you put one on if you already have a beard?
Because it's not the right color.
We had pink ones and purple ones and blue ones.
I have a gray beard. It's fine.
No, now, that's so outdated.
3 minutes ago, you were
talking having fun.
Good. It was fun. And then, I got some Mad Libs. So we're going to play a game of Mad Libs.
Yeah.
So we got it was a camo. I know it's hard for everybody.
Well, how come you didn't mention the Guitar Center gift card?
You got him, Matt, and he's really going to...
Yeah. Genfo got me a Guitar Center gift certificate so I can buy some audio equipment that I'm needing.
Like you need?
Need?
Yes.
Look, you got two condenser mics now.
But I can't use the other condenser mic because I don't have the right knob.
Get it, Melissa.
That's what she said.
Sorry.
All right. And, yes, I think it's appropriate. Okay. So then we all get ready most of us are wearing camo because that was a camo theme. Shannon, you spared no expense. You made the trip all the way down here, and you didn't have a camo. Is that correct?
It cost me $4,800.
Okay, I don't have that much in the budget, so I'm not going to be able to reimburse you.
Jen's already said she was going to pay for it.
Oh. We're having fun. We're
having fun.
As she says, eats my pizza. This huge piece of pizza.
I'm starving. Starving.
We're having fun.
All right, and since you folks that are listening are not having fun, we'll be right back. We're going to play a song. We don't know what it is because I haven't figured it out yet.
Calamity Cubes.
Mal says Calamity Cubes.
Okay.
Do you have a preference on what they play?
No.
How about you? Well,
Chicken.
Okay, we're going to play, Secretary, write this down. We're going to play a Calamity Cubes song.
I just called you a secretary.
Hey, but we can have an affair because you're the secretary.
Ooh, over the bed.
What about
bend
your
you
mistress?
Over the desk. Bend you over the desk.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but I don't want to like sweep everything off because I don't want anything to break. So we'll just kind of strategically move stuff around.
Tidy up the desk prior to them.
Right. I'll get on the intercom. I'll be like, "Yes, Mal, could you tidy up your desk? I'm about ready to come fuck you in the ass."
And you're, I'm not going to be your secretary no more.
Okay, the first time I won't put it in your butt. That is kind of aggressive, isn't it? The first time I have sex with a secretary.
A little scary.
To have.
I'm feeling really uncomfortable. We're having fun!
We're having fun!
Okay, so...
Bring the bell!
I drink too much. Bitter and angry.
Oh, I guess. All right, we're back. Oh, hey. Hey, guys. Hey. That was a great song. All right, so then we went to the High Notes, a bar that's opened up in Pekin by our good buddy Chad Ng. It's a cool place. We had a drink, and then somebody said...
It's a very cool place.
It is an awesome place.
Mm-hmm. They have a really nice stage.
It's awesome.
And it's a really kind of large place, and they have an ATM machine in there.
The ATM machine was awesome. I used it. It was great.
It spit out money.
I did too.
It gave me a hand job and it sucked me off.
Wait.
Oh, wow. I didn't get that kind of treatment.
What button did you push?
But they have couches and they have pool tables, and it's going to be a very nice addition to Pekin, I think.
Definitely, definitely. And he gets the bands in that we listen to, and that's the most important thing. Chad is good at getting the bands that we listen to.
And you guys need that because Pekin is the armpit of Illinois.
Exactly. No, that's next door. It's Creepcore.
Oh, Creepcore is the armpit. Where
yes, this is high class compared to Creepcore.
To the yellow.
So then we, somebody said the magic words, and okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, go Miles. No, it's your show.
Miles.
No, it's our show.
You go ahead. Because I don't know.
I don't know what I was going to say.
Who then. Said it? Who said?
At the bar.
The magic
oh, well,
words.
Mel got a whole bunch of, ones.
Not intentionally, but that's
right.
All
she ordered a drink and got a bunch of ones.
And we'll be right back with more of
music.
What's that? No, what's that show with all the women talking?
The View.
The View. Oh, talk. The View.
I don't know.
Okay, so Mel got like $3,000 worth of ones back from the bartender, and she said, "Oh, now we can go to the strip club." Boom.
Planted the seed.
And then we went.
Ew. It planted the seed. Shannon, just for the record, so everybody knows, Shannon said he did not want to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. We had to drag him kicking and screaming.
Yes, he was not happy about going, but we said, hey, it's Blake's birthday. The only time he goes to a strip club is when you're here. I mean, every time he thinks about going to the strip club, it's because you're here. So,
honey, I love you.
We packed up the pickup and we went down to Club Chub.
Club Cabaret.
Now there's five of us, right?
One, two, three, four.
Yeah, there's five of us. We got in for $7.
Booyah!
Because we're having fun.
$7 got us into the hot spot of Creepcore, Illinois.
Because we were camo and nobody could see us.
Right, we snuck in because we were all in camo.
That, and if you have boobs, apparently you don't have to pay.
Boobs are free, that's and right. If it's your birthday...
I got boobs, and I had to pay.
So, before we get into talking about the strip club, let's play a game of Mad Libs.
A game?
My equal employee, Mel...
It's been thrown away.
Nice try.
Was that good, though?
Yeah, it's better. You're
an equal. Yeah. You're an equal.
I'll be your manager tomorrow.
Right. Okay, so everybody knows how to play the game Mad Libs. We have a list of... What are those called?
Well, adjectives, nouns, verbs.
Yeah, know. Okay, and we're going to do some of those, and then we're going to put them in after the next song, while the song's playing, and then we're going to go through a birthday Mad Libs, brought to you by Mel from Ill.
We're having fun.
All right, what is the first word? Okay, Shannon, you get the first word, and what is it that he needs to give you?
An adjective, please, describing something.
Hairy.
Oh, yeah, good one. Miles is next.
Another adjective.
Pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
I better make sure I spell that right, because it might
not pussy.
Look
pussy.
Like pussy. Puss.
Pussy is an adjective, though.
Did she say adjective?
She did say adjective.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So okay, well, we don't need to whisper. We need to make sure that, you know, this is high quality.
Talk loud, don't talk loud. I don't know. What do we do?
Jen, how about a noun?
A noun.
Mm-hmm. Like a cat or a
plate
or person, place, or thing.
Vagina.
Ooh, that's better. Ring the bell for vagina.
And
wait,
I will.
Wait, what's the bell mean?
We're having fun.
We're having fun.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Woo. Okay, I am going to give a plural noun. Chickens.
Don't you mean?
Cock.
Chickens.
Okay, and Blake, I need a place. He's nodding off. Somebody wake him up.
Moonrunner Fest.
Okay. Do you want to finish all of these, or you want to take a break and come back?
No, we're going to do all the words, then we're going to take a break, then we're, then while you put
okay,
it in.
Okay, plural noun. Go.
Wieners.
Wieners. Adjective.
Pussy.
You can't do it twice.
Oh, fuck me.
Fuck me, pussy.
An adjective.
An adjective.
Filthy.
Filthy. Plural noun.
Crap, I don't know.
Pants.
Pants.
No, anything.
No, okay. Beards. How about beards?
Beards.
Oh my god. Alright.
Adjective. I will provide a shitty.
Shitty, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Now?
That's a person, place, or thing.
Mm-hmm. I told Welcome you I'll to be your manager tomorrow. Yeah.
Condom.
Okay. Adverb.
Shit, what the fuck is an adverb?
It was funny. As soon as she said adverb, everybody just kind of backed up on the mic like, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
What's this what going to be?
It would be like gently or...
Yeah, it ends in L-Y.
What, are you an English major?
No.
I am, actually. Deeply? Deep. Okay.
Deeply? That's what I said. Deeply. Mm-hmm. Rewind the tape and listen to it.
We're doing this on a 4-track.
Noun.
Person, place, or thing.
Tongue. Okay. Adjective.
Blue. Is blue an adjective?
Yeah. Sure, yeah. It describes it. So,
like blue ball is an adjective.
Adjective for me.
Speaking of blue ball. Holy vey. Not to show. It's a teaser. That's a teaser for later on.
Got it.
Oh, we're having fun.
Pissy.
The secretary is getting pissy.
No.
I was, hey, Shannon, remember when you said, let's do a show? And they were all like, yeah! I should have said, let's all just giggle.
No.
Now?
Person, place, or thing.
We should have just left them out.
Gynecological office. Oh, no, that's an adjective.
No, it's a place more. Yeah, you want...
What are they called?
Gyno.
Gyno. Just put gyno.
Okay. And an adjective. And this is the last one. Ding, ding, make it a good one.
Ooh, no pressure.
Red.
Hey. All right, my equal employee will put all these in the thing. Oh, you know, I guess you don't have to. We just read them.
I'd have to look up.
Okay, and we'll be right back. We're going to play Scottish Byron.
I love him.
Killed a chicken last night. I run a neck last night. It's all right, it's all right. Hey, I killed a chicken last night. Hey! Hello, I'm Christopher Walken. IBWIP is an interactive show. That means get off your asses and get a hold of us, baby. You can call into the show live or leave us a voicemail. The number is 1-203-429-4711. It's free, so dial it up now, I implore you. You can also email us with questions or comments at blake@ibwip.com. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to your Pia Vision YouTube page. All the links are on the front page of ibwip.com.
We're back.
We are back. Thanks to Skye Byron for donating that song to us.
It was fabulous.
Chicken.
Chicken. All right, so now we have, as a team, we have placed the appropriate words in the... And, Miles, what is the title of this Mad Lib?
Appropriately, it is titled Birthday Wishes.
Birthday Wishes! My birthday's still not over, so the last wish might come true.
Actually, your birthday was over 2 hours ago. Yeah.
It's my A birthday today!
That's true. You get all right, two birthdays
so
in a row.
Miles, read us Birthday Wishes by Mad Libs and by the Camo Crew. In an appropriate tone of voice.
It's my hairy birthday.
No. No. No, okay. It's my hairy birthday, and my pussy friends are singing happy birth vagina to me.
That was pussy.
But, oh. Oops. What song though? Oh. But I don't know what to wish for when I blow out the chickens. Should I wish for peace in the moon or for a million wieners? The end of filthy hunger or my own personal lifetime supply of beards? I only get one wish, so I may have to... So I have to make it a shitty one. I can't just wish for any old condom. But time is running deeply. I know. I just have to ask myself, what's the one tongue I want more than any other blue gift in the world? That's it. I'm going to wish for a pissy gyno.
And who doesn't want a pissy gyno? But it's essential.
Don't tell. It's a red secret.
A bloody vagina at the gyno. Oh, you guys
really?
All did
you
a
had
great
to go
job.
There, huh?
A pissy
all
right, gyno.
So now here's what everybody wants to talk about, and this is where 90% of the evening's laughs came from. We went to the strip club, Club Chub. We walked in, paid $7. I guess I've already discussed that part, right?
Yeah.
So we sat down. I don't know what proper strip club etiquette is, but I don't know how you get a dancer to come to your table. We sat there for...
ever? At least an
you
hour.
You guys were camouflaged. They thought I was sitting at a table alone, and they said, that's really creepy, so leave that girl alone.
Okay. Raise your hand if you've ever been to a strip club before.
Can everybody see us?
All right. Okay, Shane, I
didn't raise my hand.
Right, because you've never been to the strip club before. So four of the five of us have. Mel did not raise her hand.
It doesn't count when I'm in East Peoria.
Right, it's a third dimension. So, Mel, this was your first time to a strip club.
Yes, it was.
Okay, and why don't you give us your thoughts on the atmosphere of a strip club?
Well, the mirrors help, you know. It's a pretty small place inside. Opened the room up, and...
and we're now on Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
No,
I love the decor, the lights.
I think the strobe lights don't really flatter anyone's ass as it's jiggling, though. Okay. I'll just say that.
Shannon, when we open up our strip club, no strobe lights.
No.
And I would like to add that the girls not add their problems to everything, you know? Here's a dollar. Tell me about the bruises on your back. That would be fantastic.
It was so hilarious. Yeah, we'll get to that one. That was a good one.
I didn't hear that.
Well,
it's because you didn't give her a dollar.
All right. Jenfo, you obviously raised your hand, so you have been to a strip club before.
I have.
What was the difference between your prior visits to a strip club and this visit to the strip club?
Well, the room was different.
See, the upholstery, the upholstery on the chairs was completely different.
And then I had a friend who took me over and had a stripper get in front of me.
That's the worst story ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, let me tell the story.
Because that's not hot at all.
that's not hot or appealing at all. Okay, so Jen had mentioned that she had never like had a dancer dance on or in her.
So, what kind of dancer are we talking about?
We went over
it's a tiny dancer.
Dancer for money.
Are we talking like a dancer with batteries or what? You know, when they dance at me all the time. No, I'm kidding.
Oh. Batteries?
Totally kidding.
No, you're not.
Kidding. Yeah, yeah.
I'm not kidding. Just because when you say something on the radio.
Oh, it can't be a joke?
And
oh,
no. When you say something on the radio and then go, I'm just kidding. That instantly means it happened.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay. Well, like then the first I'm not
time,
kidding.
Like the first time I told a story about me shitting my pants, I realized maybe that wasn't a good idea. I said, I'm just kidding. And it's obvious that it wasn't just
okay,
kidding.
Okay, well, tell your stripper story.
So, Jen and I walk over to the, I do believe they call it the satellite stage.
Seriously, that's what it's called?
Yeah.
And there was a young lady there who was from a local town. She first complimented us on our camouflage.
Camouflage.
She said, ooh, Duck Dynasty.
Wow.
And I was like, damn right, bitch. No. No, get off your naked and fucking dance. No, I didn't say that because that wouldn't have went over real well.
No.
So when we first sat down, we had to fight with an old man to get a chair.
We did.
He was maybe, 10, 15 feet from the stage at a different table. He was sitting by himself and... I said, hey, excuse me, sir, can we borrow that chair? Well, I said, are you using that chair? He goes, well, not right now, but... And I was like, what? And then luckily before the fisticuffs came with the elderly man, the waitress came by and said, hey, take this. So we scooted him over and put Jen in front of the stage.
It was a lovely view.
It was a lovely view. I put $2... Because for some reason she has no money. I don't understand why at a strip club people all of a sudden don't have any money.
She had spent all her money on your lap dance.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah, that is true.
I'm not going in chronological order.
No, you're not at all. All
right. And
this was at the end of the night.
Right. And Shannon was sitting out in the lobby because he didn't come in. So he missed
I wasn't comfortable at all.
Right. Yeah. He felt awkward. And so I put $2 on the table in front of Jen and she was sitting there and the girl came over and again decided small talk was a really good idea. She was telling us she was from Canton, that she was going to school to be a veterinary assistant. And then she picked up the dollar bill and kind of motioned Jen to lean back, which, Jen, you did a lot better at following direction than Shannon would have if he would have been in there. Because... when I was sitting with this guy named Shannon, who is not the Shannon here, but when I was sitting with him, the stripper was fighting with him to get him in proper position. That's a different story. So Jen,
never happened.
Yeah, as soon as she took the dollar bill, what happened next?
She pulled up my shirt, and then she stuck the dollar bill in my pants, and then she proceeded to put her head down there. And then she basically took the dollar bill. And then she like rubbed up on me and like she kissed my neck and all that stuff.
And she also
slowly
moved her hand to your breast.
And cupped it.
And cupped it with a squeezing motion. Am I correct in saying
that? All for a dollar bill.
Right. Molly, what can I get for a dollar?
We're having fun. Woo! Oh, that poor bell sounded awful.
The best part was Jen's reaction when the girl kind of like pulled her shirt up. Jen kind of was like, oh my God, what's about to happen to me? Little did she know that she was going to go to first base with this girl. Have you ever had a girl touch your breast in a sexual manner?
Not that I remember, no.
Have you ever been drugged at any time that might have happened?
I don't think so.
I don't recall.
I don't recall.
I'm calling bullshit.
All right.
It was muddy. There were lots of hands.
Right.
I couldn't tell, you know.
So
male,
that was your version dancer interaction.
How would you
grade it from an A being the most pleasurable experience you've ever had it to an F being the most disgusting experience you've ever had? How would you rate that?
Okay, well, it wasn't anywhere near the most pleasurable experience I've ever had.
Right, because you have the thing that has batteries, so we understand.
But, yeah.
The jumbo.
I don't even need batteries, it's a hand. No.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
However, it wasn't the worst thing, so I guess a C? Average?
It was just average.
No, because it wasn't even, I mean, yeah, it wasn't really anything.
It was just average? Your face did not show average.
My face was shock.
It was unemotional.
Yeah, it was unemotional.
There wasn't an emotional attachment?
No.
I mean, you guys had a conversation beforehand, you would think
we did, but...
Miles,
you know...
Jen's story has gotten boring to me. Let's discuss you.
Moving on.
Can we get back to the hand?
Oh, yeah. What, Jen, why don't you tell
us
more
about
this?
Why don't we go back to your lap dance? Since we didn't get to see it,
right.
Why don't you describe it to
okay,
us?
Okay, why don't you tell ask... Us why, don't you about... got, why, don't, why doesn't one of you lead into the why story and ask me questions? Oh, shit. I should have designated to the person less...
So, it's your birthday, correct?
Yes, it is my birthday.
And we decided to go to the strip club.
And I didn't, and me and Shannon didn't.
No.
Mel did.
Well, oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, well, all right. So, strip clubs have it.
When you say strip club, it's automatic, like, hey!
It's his show.
No, right. It's not. It's mine.
This is a Sunday Night Roundup. You don't own this one.
Oh. Oh, yeah, so...
So anyway.
What time is it? So anyway.
I lost my train of thought.
We decided to go to the strip club.
Oh, okay, well, past that. All right, well, what do you do when you go to a strip club? You want to get a lap dance.
Yeah.
Well, it was kind of hard for you to pick one out, correct?
Well, would you say it was kind of hard? I'm kind of picky.
Really?
And your exact words were, it's only a dollar. And I thought to myself... This dollar I worked really hard for.
First off, it was my dollar.
And mine.
And Jen's.
And
Mel's.
Well, and it was
$20. This is when we were initially talking.
Oh, again, that was my dollar.
Okay.
So, whatever. Just pick a pair of boobs and stick your head in it. I don't understand why it's got to be that big of a
problem.
But
if you're getting a lap dance, it's not just
okay, right.
A
so
pair
the
of
lap
boobs.
Dance, we got to pick out. You got to pick out who you wanted.
Right. And I judged her from behind. I should have judged her from the front.
Oh, obviously. But you go into a room.
Yeah, they don't do it like at the desk. At the
I thought
the
desk.
Like my secretary does.
Retired secretary.
So explain to us. Explain to us what happened
I'm
when you got taken back to the room.
Well, you get taken back to the room. She wished me a happy birthday, and said that she was going to take her time taking off her boots. So, it would start with the next song, so I didn't get cheated out of your guys' money.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Because if we would have went back there and the song ended, then it would have been over. So she said she was going to take some extra time getting her boots off.
Hmm. Well, that was nice of her.
Yeah, I mean, she wanted you guys to get your money's worth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So she was a very economical stripper.
Mm-hmm.
Consider it.
Okay, yeah. Next question. Oh, so what happens? Well, they play some really great music. I do believe it was like a Guns N' Roses or Aerosmith or some kind of 50 Cent or Smash Mouth or something of that nature. She took her clothes off. Yes, all of her clothes.
Seriously?
Yeah, she was butt-ass naked.
I thought they had to leave their
all for $20? No, because that stripper didn't have anything.
Do you really want to hear the rest of the story, Miles?
Of course.
Okay.
Bring it on, honey.
So, So she took her clothes off, and she did multiple movements on my body with her legs and her butt and her hands.
So she was ugly.
I don't think he saw her face.
I closed my eyes. I was like, Miles, all I can think about is my beautiful fiance, Miles.
Perfect. So when you were done...
Yes. Well, I didn't finish. When the song was over.
Uncomfortable. No.
So when the song was over, how did you finish up the encounter? Yes.
On her face.
What? I came on her face. I had to give her an extra $5.
No. That's what that stack of towels was.
Yeah.
Those are jizz towels. No, she sat down next to me and started putting her clothes on and again wished me happy birthday. And that was pretty much the end of the transaction.
You have a button that says, kiss me, it's my birthday. Did you get a kiss?
Strippers obviously can't read. Because I don't know what it is about strippers, but girls, they'll make out with... Strippers will make out with girls.
I was going to say,
but guys, kissed me. No. I mean, the closest... She did the whole hand thing on my face. That's about it. Like the... You know, when you're listening to the radio, you can see that.
Those are nice jazz hands, aren't they?
They were jazz hands. They were seductive nails so, across the face.
What was lightly. Better, the private lap dance or the butt pounding in your face?
For my physical health, the lap dance was better. But when I went to the satellite stage and had Canton Girl put her
butt
shins over my shoulders, stick her ass in my face. And I thought she was just going to jiggle. You know, I was like, oh,
so
cool.
Yeah.
She began to ram her ass into my face over and over. And
it was unbelievable. Seriously unbelievable.
I'm not exaggerating.
Like, whiplash in your nose.
Yeah.
I'm not exaggerating, but it was about 30 times.
Yeah, no, it was. And I was just sitting there like, oh my gosh. And should I help him?
Right. Right. I was going to give the universal sign for choking, but I would have been like right on her vagina, sticking my thumb in her vagina if I would have been doing that. Miles?
Yeah.
You went to a satellite stage.
I did.
And you had never done that before, correct?
No, I've done it before.
Okay, moving on.
Shannon, since you weren't there, did you hear about any fun activities?
I did not.
You know, and I want to get back real quick to the whole part of flagging a stripper down. They have these dances where they give away something. Actually, you just pay an extra $10 for it.
Right.
What ends up happening. But they come out, and they come off the stage in all line, and they all have, like, their shirt or their hat or whatever.
Cigars.
Well, they had a camouflage hat giveaway. 4/5 of the party that was with us had camo on. You would think that one of these dumbass horror cokehead strippers would have said, I'm sure one of those would, we should at least ask them.
Nope.
Nope.
They didn't see you.
It's more camouflage.
Camouflage. So, we finally found a stripper in the smoke room that I said, well, you know, she's acceptable. And, Jen, you did, you raced into the women's restroom to get her attention?
I did. However, I thought she was somebody else. And then she left the bathroom, and then I found out the one that you were interested in was actually in the stall. So I decided
taking
to
a
wait.
Big old juicy shit.
Until
you're right.
I decided to wait.
And then she put her asshole
until...
in my face. It was. And I was like, you shit approximately 15 minutes ago.
But I flagged her down when she came out of the bathroom.
Right. She came out of the bathroom, and I don't know what you said, but she giggled. And you ladies, I do appreciate you pooling the money together. I think it was money well spent. I think that we helped the economy, and we probably helped her buy some meth.
We put her through school.
No, I'm sure this woman helped buy some meth. But her vagina didn't smell, and that is a plus.
Well, okay, when you had the vagina in your face, you thought about, maybe I should take a whiff?
No. No, when they stink, you just automatically...
We're having fun!
We're having fun!
It's just ding! it's just like the rule about going down on a girl. When you hit the belly button...
You shouldn't be down there long enough to be worrying about it.
I wasn't down anywhere. It was up. It was brought to face level.
We're having fun!
I know,
we're
but you're going to sit there and think
time
about smelling it?
No, you don't, but you have a sense of, you don't go, Mel, you had your first experience with a stripper.
Did you smell anything? Did you have a vagina?
I hope I didn't smell anything on her boobs.
I didn't say I didn't have a vagina in my face
either.
I just
had boobs. No.
What did you think of the experience? A, being the most wonderful experience of your life, F, being the worst experience of your life.
It was, I'm totally indifferent. I was talking to her where her boobs were in my face. I said, I've never been to a titty bar before. And she's like, really? Ever? And I'm like, ever.
And whatever. She's slamming her boobs against your cheeks.
Yeah, that was about, yeah. And then she, like, yeah, she was on my lap doing something. And I just
banging
like,
her butt against your,
yeah,
your vagina, which just, I don't understand how. But
yeah, I don't know.
It didn't do anything for you?
No, not at all.
Shannon, if you were there and you would have went to the main stage. Oh, no. Let's talk about the Shannon that was sitting next to me. Or should we do a song real quick?
No, let's talk about him.
All right.
He was probably an awesome guy.
Yeah. Really cool guy. And Shannon, it was really weird. But yeah. It could have happened. Me and him didn't discuss that, but I'm sure it was.
They let roosters in strip clubs.
Oh, cocking! You are witty.
Not.
So this guy that was sitting next to me, named Shannon, he sits down, and it was Raven at the set. Ladies and gentlemen of the satellite stage, we have Raven. Raven had
tattoos.
Tattoos, and not just like
tattoos. She had like a half a sleeve, didn't she?
What she had? Here we go, the sleeve thing. This one guy, didn't catch his name. Come up to me in the parking lot, and he told me she had like scripture on her or something, like maybe grocery lists or something.
And then she had the Monster logo.
Yeah, she did have the Monster logo, like the Monster Energy drink logo.
Seriously?
Yeah,
I'm sure it wasn't a Hank 3 one. I'll tell you that.
No, three shades of black. Seriously, no, not at all.
It was seriously a Monster logo.
It was. That's what I heard. It was seriously a Monster.
How would you put an energy drink on you?
Well, because that's what happens
when you're all coked up. Monster good. Drinks are good,
and I'm sure if he could, he'd have a Mountain Dew tattoo.
I would have a Mountain Dew tattoo. That's a good idea.
On his neck,
planted the
on my
seed.
Neck. So, the Shannon guy that I was sitting next to, so he's sitting up close to the table-ish part of the stage, right? And the Raven, not a real Raven, because that would be. Quote the Raven, nevermore. She kept saying something to him and going and taking her hands and against his chest and kind of pushing away. And I know that, you know, she's wanting to make money, so she's not saying get out of here, because this Shannon guy, he's a pretty good looking guy, you know,
a huge dick
with a huge cock, allegedly.
That's what I heard.
That's what he told me in the parking lot.
Yeah,
that doesn't sound good.
Wow.
So, but for some reason, the Shannon guy decided that it was best to. He just kept arching his back more and not moving the chair back. Once he moved the chair back, finally, boom, shalak laka. He looked disgusted. He looked like he wasn't enjoying it at all.
I heard he wasn't.
So.
Nor was his big dick.
His big dick might have been enjoying it. The rest of him, not at
so
all.
Not so much. Yeah.
So, that's pretty much the strippers. Story. So then we got back in the car. Some people in this birthday party have been drinking alcoholic beverages, per se.
No.
So to speak.
Never.
No.
All right. I haven't.
I can't believe that.
There's one young lady who, her name is Jenfo. And I don't know. Do you guys know her? Okay.
No.
Well,
I don't.
She had. She obviously hadn't broken the seal yet this evening. Mm. So in the ride home, she decided that it was her job to start tickling people. And being, you know. But here's something about tickling people. If you have to pee and you're tickling people, you have to understand you're going to get tickled back.
But I didn't. I mean, she didn't.
Yet.
We should have used code names. All right, welcome everybody to IBWIP. I have four complete strangers in the studio with me this evening. Sir, your name is?
Cockstrong.
Young lady next to her, your name is?
Penelope.
Penelope, nice.
Girl in the middle who looks like Jenfo, what is your name?
I don't know now.
Why, you're going to be Penelope?
Margarita.
This is the stupidest show ever. And young lady sitting next to me who would probably be really good at writing stuff down for Mad Libs, but is not a secretary. What is your name?
Amber Waves.
Ooh. And my name is Butch Cassidy. And welcome to this episode of IBWIP.
So you should have started first and we could have went from there.
Yeah. We could have all named ourselves, you know, kind of following the Butch Cassidy, you know.
Oh, I'm so Sundance. Horrible at this. Well, thank you, guys and gals.
For Hold on!
Oh. She's like, I gotta plug Sunday Night Roundup.
She's changing her name.
Penelope, would you like to say something?
Yes, we have another segment.
Oh.
We do? Oh, we'll be right back with another song, and then we're going to have Shannon tell a story. It's going to be Shannon's story time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll be right back.
Bye.
You're not hanging up the phone with him. It's the song started.
Call me back.
Call me back after the song.
I'm surrounded by monsters, and now they're licking my wounds on a gray afternoon. My skin's so easy, and now the feet on my flesh leave none for the rest. Cause we all die easy, long the inside. My spirit's so lazy, now I drown my mind in pride. And I leave my thoughts all to my maker. And I search my soul for so long, and I leave my body all to my girl. She'll see that I find my way home. She'll see that I find my way home. I don't see the light, the serpent's kiss, don't get darker than this. The choir of angels, just the sound of the blues and the key that I choose. Don't count on our love, don't you wait on Jesus. Don't pray for our salvation, waste no time on love. And I leave my thoughts all to my maker. And I search my soul for so long, I leave my body all to my girl. She'll see that I find my way home. She'll see that I find my
this birthday extravaganza, and my buddy Shannon.
What time is it?
You don't have to release it if you don't want to.
No, I'm going to release it. It's hilarious.
Is this like 3 o'clock in the morning?
It's only 2:23.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we're going to 4.
No, we're not. All right, Shannon. You had mentioned that you had a story that you would like to tell. Please use that microphone and tell us your story. This is Shannon's story time, so everybody snuggle up. With your pillow, get your blanket. It's Shannon's story time.
It's gonna be a good one. All right. So recently, my
ladies, you're being very rude. But stay like that. Nice, I gotta take a picture.
My one of my cousins has decided to recently go through our family lineage, or however the hell you say it.
Lineage.
History.
Family tree. Family tree. Family tree.
Okay. All right.
And one of our relatives back in the 1800s supposedly had relations with a slave.
Which was not uncommon.
No, not at all.
Okay.
So it's not... it's not known or unknown if part of our family history is related to African Americans or not. So, but anyway.
So I was a complete ass tonight when I said the thing I said?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay. I was like, wow.
I was going to bring it up earlier.
This is going to be really awkward.
So, but recently, one of my daughters was talking about at school how she was kind of getting picked on, and then there was like black kids and Asian kids and all this other stuff, and I was like, well, it's whatever, just tell everybody you're half black.
Oh, no. What'd you say to that?
She only say much, and she's like, really? I was like, yeah, just. And then it doesn't matter, because then you can tell racist jokes and be like, oh, whoa.
You can say nigga and it'll be okay.
Yeah. Because
black people can say it.
Look at Molly's face.
Because I'm half black.
I said nigga, not nigger. I said nigga. And if you're black.
Shut up!
If you're black, you can say that word. I'm just saying.
I don't like it.
But it even gets better.
Oh, my.
Because then.
Tell him you're a third Asian.
Go ahead.
Then to be blurred out. But then the same cousin who was doing this research found in the 30s a different part of the family was heavily involved in the KKK.
Well,
so then I was like, well, it's fine because then you're racist.
It's fine because.
Because you can go either way. You can be like, no, it's fine because I'm half black. Or, I'm racist.
I have a Klan family.
Do you remember? Go ahead, please.
No, that's fine.
No, do you remember the episode? I think it was like Saturday Night Live or something where the guy was like rallying. And he was like a KKK, but he was like black. And he didn't know it because he was blind. And he was. Anyway, look it up sometime. It's really funny.
Do you wonder?
No.
Ray Charles?
No.
There's only two blind people I know.
Oh my god, he was pretending to be blind. It was a skit.
Oh.
It was a skit.
Get it?
So, what happened? What did your daughter then say?
They started telling racist jokes right away.
Good job.
Do you want me to tell you one?
That was great.
No, I don't think we should do any racist jokes because Molly has a tendency to get pretty, pretty aggressive with her joke telling. The only joke we're going to tell tonight is this one right here. How do you know, or do any of you know, what a 90-year-old woman tastes like?
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Miles, you're not allowed to answer this.
I do not.
Depends.
That's good.
All right. Well, folks, thank you very much for tuning into this very special...
We're having fun.
Sex-driven fun episode.
Ding.
Mad Libs and all, and racism, but we're not racist. We're not total dicks.
So. I'm half black.
Molly looks pissed.
Fuck, I'm half Swedish.
Same difference.
Right.
Damn Swedes.
I'll give you each a chance to say goodbye. Shannon, anything?
Good night.
All right. I'm sorry, Penelope?
Sweet dreams.
Oh, they've already fallen asleep. They fell asleep like 20 minutes ago.
Fuck that shit. We're funny.
And,
Nice.
Margarita! Do you have anything you want to say?
Adios from Margarita!
What?
Adios from Margarita!
Adios from Margarita. Adios. I had to translate that, sorry. And Amber Wayans?
Waves.
Amber Wayans? One of the Wayans brothers?
Yeah.
No.
Do you have anything you'd like to say? Do you want to plug your show?
In Living Color?
In Living Color.
Remember that show?
I do. I love that show.
That was a good show. Jennifer Lopez was a dancer.
I forgot that.
And Jim Carrey was on it.
Holy shit. Yep, you're right.
On the next episode of The View, we'll discuss Brad Pitt and who's better looking, Brad Pitt or...
Keanu Reeves.
Ooh, Keanu Reeves, totally.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
No, Brad Pitt's got nasty big lips.
All right, and I want to thank everybody for tuning into this very special episode. It was a great idea, and it turned out you guys all did very well.
That's what happens when you let drugs run the show.
It's right. 3 o'clock in the morning.
It's only 2:25.
I'm tired.
We're having fun.
Any suggestions for the final song?
Comedy Cubes.
That's the 18th Calamity Cubes.
7 a.m. Hell. How about that?
All right, you'll have to remind me tomorrow. 7 a.m. Hell by...
Sean K. Preston.
Sean K. Preston. And what's ironic is he will be on IBWIP soon.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Good night, everybody.
Night.
Good night. Good night.
Click the button. Click it.
Blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts, you need to check out HostGator.com. you're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.